in between depicting Kara Dutton and Jacob Dutton trying to keep their family and the Yellowstone Ranch afloat, the series 1923 has kept viewers riveted with a story snatched from history. This is the story of early 20th century American Indian boarding schools. Since the very first episode, viewers have been horrified to see Tiona Rainwater suffer abuse at the hands of her Catholic boarding school teachers. Though Tiona faced her perpetrators with defiance, she suffered immensely before ultimately killing her abusers and making her escape in the last month's mid-season finale. This left fans cheering loudly for Tiona's long-awaited escape. Meanwhile, in the show's most recent episode, Tiona flees through the wilderness and hydrates herself at a freshwater stream, all while creating a makeshift compass and warding off wolves. South Dakota State University was the only college that sent recruiters to the reservation during Traylene Fallis' junior year at Crow Creek Tribal School, so she only applied to SDSU. "It just felt like they actually wanted me to be here," Fallis said. "They were doing all these things because they saw the potential in us." Fallis was among the first graduating class of SDSU's Wokini Scholars Program last spring. The five-year-old Wokini Initiative is a program intended to create better support systems, higher enrollment, and improve graduation rates for Native American students. So far, the initiative has accomplished just that. As of July 2022, SDSU is the only Board of Regents university to see an increase in Native American enrollment since 2017 and has seen an increase in Native American retention and graduation rates as well. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.